This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Creative multiplayer modes make up for many games that quickly become repetitive. This is your IGN review of WarioWare Move It by Travis Northrup. Like in Oops All Minigames version of Mario Party, the latest WarioWare continues its chaotic legacy by rapid-firing hundreds of ridiculous 3-second microgames at you and your friends with reckless abandon. And like its predecessors, WarioWare Move It's over-the-top silliness makes for a hilariously good time, even if you're likely to have seen the vast majority of its antics within just a few hours. With some of the series' most creative multiplayer modes, one second you'll be told to catch a leaping fish by squeezing your feline legs together, and the next, you'll find yourself returning curtsies as a pretty anime lady. The motion control accuracy of the Joy-Con doesn't always rise to those challenges, but it's also fast, weird, and very often dumb that Move It is just about guaranteed to make everyone at your house party fall over laughing. It certainly achieved as much with mine. WarioWare isn't exactly known for focusing on its story, and Move It is no exception. After an opening cutscene shows Wario winning a free vacation to an island paradise for him and all his friends, the usual Wario crew, including Ashley, Orbulon, Young Cricket, and Ninevolt, all head off to get into trouble while wearing floral prints. There's really not much here aside from a shallow Wario Goes Tropical premise, but what'd you expect from a party game that includes a minigame where players compete to pluck the longest hairs out of a giant nose? No, the important thing is, of course, the minigames. And let me tell you, folks, Move It's got some doozies. Have you ever wanted to play a mechanical frog wielding candles to protect a birthday cake from an army of evil ants? Do you care to pump your fists wildly in order to force an egg out of your chicken hole? Well, if so, Move It has got you covered. The numerous and surprising ways the folks at Nintendo have found to make the use of the Switch's Joy-Con motion controls are oftentimes extremely creative, especially those that make use of the IR motion cameras at the base of the controllers. Okay, I'll be honest, I didn't even know those existed, but now I've used them to tell a waiter how many guests are in my dining party. That said, there's also plenty of filler and overly simplistic stuff, like more than a few games where you basically just run as fast as you can by swinging your arms in a jogging motion, but enough are bizarre and amusing that I still had a smile on my face when lesser microgames crashed the party. The Switch's motion control technology largely meets the frantic and unpredictable demands of Move It, especially when playing through the low stakes and easy story mode, where failure is almost impossible since they keep giving you extra chances when you run out of lives. But once you reach some more formidable single-player post-credits activities, or during particularly competitive multiplayer sessions, the tech's limitations make themselves known. During some of the increasingly difficult and fast-moving modes, I definitely noticed the accuracy of the Joy-Cons letting me down, like one minigame where pointing a weather vane in a precise location can be finicky. It's especially noticeable when speed is of the essence, as the controllers seem unable to keep up when you're swinging them around with increasing ferocity. In multiplayer, this can be a real drag if you're like me and get legitimately competitive over a minigame where you have to draw shapes with your butt. It's also a bit of a bummer that after a few hours with Move It, you'll recognize practically every game that comes your way. With over 200 microgames, the number is fairly on par with the rest of the series, but it does make for a rather short-lived experience. I mean, you can only play the one where you have to remember which child is your offspring so many times before you're like, okay, I think I get it, I'm a bad parent. Much of Move It's charm depends on you being surprised by the offbeat things you're asked to do, so once you've seen everything, that novelty starts to run thin very quickly. Thankfully, Move It's numerous and extremely inventive multiplayer modes help extend the good times quite a bit. There's the standard mode where two players simply need to cooperate to complete minigames with increasing speed and difficulty, an extremely exhausting mode where one player has to do calisthenics in order to keep what's happening on screen visible to the second player who's doing the minigames, and an awesome competitive mode where two players duke it out to see who's mastered move at zaniness the most. But those mostly straightforward game types are just where multiplayer begins, as there's a whole set of other options. That includes some really memorable ones, like a mode where two players play minigames, but only one's actions are actually being recorded, and the other person is pretending to play. Then the opposing team has to guess who was actually playing and who was the faker. In another, one player has to look away from the screen and mirror the movements of another player in front of them who pantomimes the correct movements for their benefit. Another still has players completing minigames alongside a secondary objective, like shouting out all of their favorite animals, and then the other players give them kudos depending on how well they followed the prompt. Not all of the modes stick the landing, though, like a Mario Party-esque board game that seems to punish players for winning minigames by filling the board with landmines for them to land on, making the entire competition pointless. Still, it's generally impressive how good a job most of these unorthodox ideas extend the life of an experience that can become way too predictable after just a short period of time. That went a long way to keeping my friends clamoring for another match after we'd already played just about all the minigames on the roster. WarioWare Move It is another amusing entry in one of the goofiest series Nintendo has, with wonderfully original multiplayer modes saving the day after the microgame playlist quickly starts to feel tedious. Even with motion controls occasionally not being able to keep up with your actions, the uber-creative ways Move It finds to make you perform unspeakably silly acts is truly something to behold. It may very well become a staple for me and my friends, and if those you hang out with have no problem performing humiliating acts like using your rump to build a snowman, then you'll probably enjoy it too. WarioWare Move It's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest WarioWare updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.